Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody. Hi, Johnny.
Now, apparently Dale isn't here yet, but I want to see something. There is one of our callers that has a block number. Let's see if this...
Okay. Let's see who it is. Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Night on Life, Laughter, Happiness. And we are excited to have Dale, Psychic Dale Shear, world-renowned psychic, every Friday.
That was Dale's block number.
Put your alarm on.
No, what happens on this new phone I got, it goes private or blocked on occasion. I forgot. Sorry, I should have told you.
That's okay. Dale, that's okay.
That's fine. That's okay. I was just telling the listeners how excited we are to have a world-renowned psychic every Friday, you, Dale, here. So welcome to the show, everybody. And I hope
and
that
I
you
say,
have your
I
questions
say something
ready.
That, I want to say something. You know, we have a lot of callers waiting to call in, and I've loved the end of the, that there was some advertising done. And I can tell you, Barbara, I'm not going to go into the details because it's really the person's business to do this. But Barbara has been through a rough 24 hours. And
really?
Would you like to talk about it, Barbara, kind of get it out of your system?
Sure, because I wanted to talk about it. I had to wash my face and everything. I was crying again. Dale.
Let me hear.
It's long. Yes, it's longer than 24 hours, though. It's been since the 24th, so a couple of days I've known my ex-fiancé passed away, and we still were very close. COVID.
You know, it's happening. Every time I turn around, it's happening to one of my friends, too. What did he
really?
Die of?
This is the first time somebody close. I mean, I hear, obviously, I'm thinking, wow, it hasn't touched me so closely. I'm lucky. We're fortunate. Then the news. And now I'm starting to lose close friends. And I was crying a lot. I was just telling Johnny I look horrible because I was crying.
Yeah, we were. It's been a hard 24 hours because, like, I think to myself, like when I call Barb, the other night we were doing a show, and right before the show, you know, Barb is a pro, but you know, everyone has their limits, and she was very, very upset, and it was just, it was hard for her to do the show. It was hard for her to, you know, and I mean, I wanted
day.
Her to,
yeah,
and it's just that this is important, but I did tell her, I always told her that this is the show that she can use to let out things that are on her mind and things that are bothering her. You
can
know,
I
it's
say
sort
something,
of time,
Johnny? Johnny,
go right ahead.
You're rattling. Okay, Barbara, please understand one thing that I know as a psychic. People die physically. They don't die spiritually. They're around. You can still talk to them. And I'll give you a for instance. My father is in the grave in Los Angeles, Forest Lawn, Mount Sinai, one of those. Anyway, I go and I'll talk to my dad at the grave. His name is Murray. And I said, Dad, if you know I'm here, I want a sign. I want a sign that you know I'm here. So I'm leaving, and my husband and I were going back to Tahoe. And we took I-5, which we normally never take, and got kind of thrown off the road by a truck. And we had to go around. As we're going around, I told my husband, stop the car. He goes, what? I said, stop the car now. He goes, what? And I said, look to your left. There was a Murray's Farm and Produce place.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, come on. How many?
What?
I looked it up. How many Murray's produce that you can walk in and buy stuff is there in the world?
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, my God. my dad knew I was there, and they know. They know. They're not allowed to. On the other side, they are not allowed to interfere with us, but they certainly can help us.
Oh, thank you. That really is consoling. It does. And
yeah,
I do believe this. I do believe this, too, but I didn't think of asking for a sign. I've never thought of doing that. And I'm
going
to.
That's very important. That's very important in life. Because when I'm channeling or going to the other side, I ask for a sign that it is that person. So there's no trickery involved.
Oh,
so please,
okay.
Please understand, he knows that you loved him. He knows everything. He knows everything about you. When you want him, you can talk to him anytime you want.
And just
so you
know,
so
Wendy, we've had him on the show before.
Yes. Okay, yes. I forgot to tell you. Yes, we've had him on the show. He is a seven-time United States Latin dance champion and the first ever to broadcast on TV, ballroom dancing, Ron Montez. And I wanted to clarify that, everybody, because I was also engaged to Lorenzo Lamas. And I don't want everybody, all the listeners, to go think Lorenzo has passed away. It's not him.
Yeah,
Ron
I
Montez.
Saw one of the comments on YouTube saying that, by the way.
Oh, well, hey, I've been engaged.
But I think it was your aunt. It was your aunt made the comment of your Lorenzo passing away or something. Okay, so.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Johnny, because I just literally thought of that just now when I said that on the air that I've got to clarify this. I mean, he's going to get all these phone calls and people are going to say, oh, you're still alive, Lorenzo?
That's all good. But anyway, he can hear you. But Johnny said we have a lot of callers, so should we get to him?
We sure do. We sure do. The advertising paid off. All right, this first caller is – let me screen it first, okay? 1 second here.
Okay, while you do that, I'll give out some numbers. Right, Dale?
Okay. Give out Johnny's number first, please.
Okay, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Live on air line right now to talk to Dale Scheer is 516-531-9874.
Mindy, this is Mindy. This is area code 310. Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Hi, Mindy.
Thank you very much.
310, I think you're from Los Angeles, right?
I am. I am in Los Angeles.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Do you know where Cedar Sinai is around that area?
Certainly. Yes, I do. I grew up in Hawaii, like Tahoe and Los Angeles. So I know where a lot of places are. I traveled a lot.
That's wonderful.
That's a beautiful area that you live in. Anyway, how can I help you, sweetheart?
How do I ask the question? I'm so open to the process. Do I ask a specific question?
Please. That's what Johnny was screening. He wants people to ask specific questions because otherwise it goes roundabouts and circles. So go ahead with a specific question.
All righty then. It has to do with my business that I am launching.
Yeah,
and
what kind of
it has to do with a consumer product.
All right, be specific so we can get it out there.
A baby product that's like lotions and shampoos and things like that.
Oh, cool. That's
Have
you talked to Johnson & Johnson about that?
No. Not yet. Not yet.
Should. You need to talk to Baby Places to see if they would be interested in picking you up and working with you as well.
Okay.
Johnson & Johnson may be one of them. Well, I don't have children. I have dogs. I mean, so whatever, companies deal with children's mm-hmm. products, I would certainly call or text or do whatever you could to see if they might be interested in some of your products.
Okay.
I see it taking off in a big way. I see it taking off real well.
Great.
Okay. And you know all the, you know all the right people, so you're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right. Good.
What a nice
Who do you
thing
know?
To do.
Who do you know? I see an actor around you, somebody pretty famous that you knew
uh-huh.
or were friends with.
Yep.
And
yep.
He seems to be very nice. Who, can you say who that is?
You know, I went to your website before the show, and I saw that you knew Johnny Carson. And the reason why I am here in Los Angeles is because my father was very close friends with Buddy Hackett.
Oh, my goodness. I have friends that were very close with Buddy Hackett as well.
Oh, that's so
and
cute.
And I knew Johnny Carson for maybe since I was a kid, since I was 14. So from New York.
Uh-huh.
And so before he was famous. And we maintained that relationship for many years until
mm-hmm.
he died, actually. Buddy Hackett was sensational, fabulous, funny. My girlfriend knew him very well.
I had another person that somehow comes through in my reads, and his name is George Harrison from the Beatles. Was that who you were picking up?
No. I wasn't
strange.
No, I'm a psychic. I was just picking up that you there was somebody around you that was quite famous that you knew, and I don't know. Right? Maybe because Barbara was talking about that type of thing, but I just picked that up from you. You're also very smart. And are you about
Thank
to get
you.
A new car, or did you get one already?
I've been thinking about getting a new car.
Okay. More like BMW or Mercedes or what?
My daughter drives a BMW.
Okay. And what did you want?
Maybe a BMW.
Okay.
For now, it's sort of like I'm so good just not having a car, but I was thinking, oh, maybe I should get a car soon. So, yes, thank you. That was a good confirmation.
Okay. Well, it's time to change cars. But I do want to bring up a point. Is Barbara, Johnny, is Richard on the phone?
Richard. Yes, he is.
Can you put him on? We had this discussion earlier. I would like to tell the lady about it.
Okay.
About
all right.
cars.
Richard is here. Richard is here.
Okay.
Hey,
aloha.
Hey, Richard.
Go ahead, Dale.
Hello.
Okay. Richard, talk to her about what we're talking about, electric cars and the battery, and that they're not going to be making gas cars anymore, real quick.
Oh, real quick, yeah. Well, Biden has said that he wants to get, you know, to clean up the atmosphere in short terms here and all that. In fact, I've been watching a show with Ewan McGregor and traveling up the length of South America on motorcycles that are electric, and then two electric special motorcycles just made for this trip. And it's quite fascinating what they had to do. And briefly, the main thing they had to do was put some electric charging stations in about every 80 or 90, 100 miles coming up. Now, that's from the top of South America all the way to San Diego. And you can get this, pick this up on Apple TV if you want to. You can just go to Ewan McGregor to find that. But the electric car thing, it's coming, and
are they cool,
though,
Richard? Do they look cool? See, that's what
they're
want
beautiful.
It to
they're
looking good.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic.
Really?
But the problem with the electric cars, and that's what I'm saying, if you have a gas car now, He's saying in 30 years, but he's Biden is stating in 30 years, but he's also stating that there's going to be no, they're not going to be making gas cars anymore now, today.
No
as
way.
Of, yes, I'm telling
they
you.
They keep your gas car, right? Keep it because it's going to be worth a lot.
No, probably no. Just the opposite. I mean,
what about the old school cars, like the hot rods and stuff? I mean, there's so many car lovers out there.
No, I
you better
understand
hang
that.
Out, Joe.
No,
yeah.
But I feel, hello, this is the psychic talking. The electric things cost $3,000 on up just for the batteries. I don't know how they're going to do this. And if you want, the price of gas is going to go sky high because a lot of people aren't going to use it. They're going to use electric cars. And if they use electric cars, you barely be able to make it from Los Angeles to Sacramento without changing your battery or have battery stations. And if you
have
battery
to recharge.
Station, yeah, you have to recharge,
yeah.
Which is a half hour to an hour. You have to sit and wait. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, I think they need to perfect it, but be careful on the car you buy, is all I was trying to say.
Okay.
Just,
well, thank
just
you.
Be careful.
Yeah.
I mean, ready.
Well, that's interesting, though.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could go with gas for a while, but in a period of time, mm-hmm. It's going to switch over more and more to electric.
Well, thank you so very
much.
Actually,
I think
I'm sure you've done
I think the perfection would be half gas and half electric.
Yeah.
They already have that.
Well,
they
I'm sure you have
that.
So many callers,
yeah.
And I want to thank you for
I
your wanted... time. And it was lovely to
mm-hmm.
think about Buddy Hackett today. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, he was
sure.
my
wow.
girlfriend. She
yeah.
loved
Make sure
it,
you get
so
a good deal on that car.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Thank you for your
thank
time,
you
everyone.
For
thank
calling.
You for your
thank
service.
You, yeah.
Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Well,
well,
your picture
we have
of Johnny Carson
yeah.
got us a new listener, Dale.
Oh, wait a
yeah.
minute.
That's great.
Johnny must
That's
be
what he
listening.
Saw.
Talking about mm-hmm. the other side, Johnny, ooh.
That's Johnny.
He died right around this time, around January 23rd, is what I'm thinking. Because my father's birthday was January 24th, and he died a day before. So when people die and when people are born, they are the most active. So they're usually around. So for her to bring up Buddy Hackett, who was one of Johnny's best friends, one of them, is very remarkable.
Yes, and it's a sign to you. That's the sign to you that he's still around you. And that's how it worked. That lady was a first-time caller, I believe, and she said she caught
yes.
on because she saw your picture with Johnny Carson, and that's why she listened today, and she was the first caller. I mean, that is a sign right there.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
what's a sign, Barbara? Barbara, what
the sign
is
Johnny Carson saying hi to you, Dale? I mean, or maybe yes.
Okay, hi, Johnny. Hi, John.
Hi,
Johnny.
Hello, Johnny. Here's the
Hope
Johnny.
You're doing well
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, there, Johnny. I bet it's
okay.
nice up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this
ready
is a wild show.
Yeah, it is.
Are you ready for the next
call? Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
John. Area code 301, you're on the air.
Hello,
hi, caller.
Thank you.
You're on.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Thank you, Johnny. Hello, Barbara, and hello, Dale. My name is
Johnny.
Hi there.
Where are you from?
I'm from Washington, D.C., lucky me.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Richard spent some time in D.C. as well, in the military.
Oh, okay. So. Well, it is a lovely city during peacetime.
Her name is Diane.
Lots of...
What
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yes, I do have a question for you. I am going through a transition period
on purpose, and I'm purposefully leaving my past behind and doing all that I can to recreate myself. I really want to start anew. So in this process, I'm doing some purging. And there are a couple of girlfriends I want to ask you about, Michelle and Cheryl. I want to know if they are really good friends or more so like the fair weather type, the jealous type. Can you tell me about Michelle and Cheryl?
Okay, sweetheart, the only way I can do that is through photographs or pictures sent to my phone of each person specifically by themselves. I can't just pull it out of the air. But I do feel you have a lot of good friends that care about you a lot. Why are you purging? Why are you doing this? Is it just because of the virus or what?
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with the virus. I just want people around me who are supportive, and I don't always feel their support. And sometimes I wonder if they are the fair weather friends or if they're really supportive of me. Sometimes I think I might be picking up jealous energy,
I'm not sure. I want to say something. You said that you have a picture of it. You have a picture. I mean, what?
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, Dale, if you want, and you're okay with this, she can text me a picture of these people, and then I can send it to you. Would you like that?
No, John. That would have to be in a private reading.
Yeah, let's get her into a private reading. Okay, I did not catch your name, caller, please. What's your name again, caller, please?
Hello? It's Diamond, and that's Diamond.
And
that's quite okay. We don't have to get into that if that's too much. Maybe you can just tell me about the transition.
That's okay. I just wanted to take the second to give out her number, Dale Shear's number, for you, because you can book her privately after the show all week long, and it is 808-372-1816. Anybody can do that. Dale Shear would love to do private readings after the show. So why don't you set that up?
Thank you.
Diamond? Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, if you you have another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say if there's anything another one would be, like the previous caller, I'm trying something new. I recently published a set of children's books. I don't know that you could tell me about that. I've been trying to do some marketing, but the efforts
are
still going so far.
I can tell you a lot. I've published 5 books have been published. It's on my website, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. And I had a publisher, but he retired. So I sell my own books. But unless you're real famous, unless you go do the talk show circuit, and unless you have a lot of friends, the making money part is not there. But the subject matter that you have about children is kind of a rarity. So there are several companies that will publish you, but they charge money nowadays. Mm. In fact, Richard, he was published, but then he got someone else to want to publish it. And they charge like $5,000-$7,000, and they do all the work for you. But you got to understand, there's no bookstores except for Barnes & Noble. Who's out there? Who's going to buy your book? Unless you do Amazon.com or you have thousands of friends. So if you want to do it just for the sake of you, just for the sake of your friends, I would do self-publishing.
Yeah, that is the route that I've chosen.
Pardon me?
I said, yes, that is the route that I've chosen, to go self-publishing.
And I would go further. Once this virus is over, I would hit as many book schools that you could to let them know of your books and to see if the principal or anybody would want to carry your books.
Okay. Yes, I definitely plan to get out there once this is over. Do some book tours.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as making money in books, and unless you are mega famous, it just won't happen.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you,
you
ma'am.
Have a great day.
Okay, oh, bye-bye. Thank
okay.
you. She was
all right.
so sweet. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, we got the child topic going on, baby products, children's books.
Yeah, very unusual.
Yeah.
We have.
And it sounds like we're getting a lot of new callers, which is great.
Yeah.
What?
New callers, you said. We're getting new callers.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Fine. Yeah.
And then I hope
good.
We get some I hope we get puppy people, because
mm-hmm.
I've been having it with my puppy. It's just like,
your
oh, my God.
Your puppy's so big. I want to see a
it's
picture
ridiculous.
Of that dog.
I got
is it
a,
on your Facebook,
okay.
your dog?
Yes, it is.
Look at your big, huge
puppy. I have
puppy.
Like four pictures on Facebook, but I get so mesmerized with what he's doing in the backyard that I forget to take a picture. I mean, like,
oh, that's
it's
cool.
snow. It's snowing here. It snowed, and
oh.
it's his first snow. He's only 6 months old, and he weighs almost 70 pounds. He's a big boy. Anyway,
wow.
He was out playing in the snow, and he decided to get his pooper scooper and take it around the yard and clean up his own pooper poop.
I swear he does.
And the weirdest thing he did this week, I mean, Barbara, I'm talking weird. I had the TV on it. My husband was watching basketball, and he saw and heard. He heard the basketball team, and he went up and put his ears to the speaker, and then he looked at the television and saw the basketball, and he was trying to jump into the television.
That is so cute. Oh,
I'm
he
going,
sounds like a character.
Why don't we have this on video? I'm just like, it's off the wall. I mean, I have to walk around with a camera around my neck because he does such weird things.
And cats usually do that, like with the TV, if they see something. I always thought that was so funny and amusing too, but I've never heard of a dog doing that. That's smart. I mean,
he watches,
trying to clean his own poop up.
Yep. I saw, wow. he does it a lot. I saw Marmaduke. I put Marmaduke, the movie, on for him. And, you know, I was trying to get him to watch it, but that didn't work. It was just like, they just, like, he loves anything with balls. It just balls. And he saw ball on TV, and so he figured, I want to play too.
Does he really weird. Like to play fetch? Does he do that a lot?
Not,
like
we're teaching
dogs.
Him. We're teaching him how to play catch, but he likes you
or
to throw the ball, and then he goes and retrieves it and gives it back to you. He likes you to throw
the ball.
Well,
that's what I meant,
make
it fetch. I always expect him to catch the ball, ever.
Yeah.
Maybe,
then we
I
have
guess they can catch it in their mouth.
Yeah, well, then we have that thing where you throw the ball or shoot the ball out. We have all these toys. It's crazy.
I like that.
I mean, he loves it. He loves balls. I mean, this is like... His life is ball.
Sounds like a great life.
Yeah. Okay, Johnny, do you want to go for another one?
Sure. Area code 212, you are up.
New York.
Hi.
Hello.
Caller. What's your name? Hi.
Hi there. My name is Mary.
New York City, huh?
New York City, that's right.
Well, I grew up in Jersey, so I'm familiar with New York. What part are you, Manhattan or upstate?
I'm in Manhattan, but I was in Jersey for a good number of years. I grew up there.
Where?
Montville. Have you heard of it?
No. I live.
Have you heard of Parsippany?
Where?
Parsippany or Morristown?
Yes, Morristown I've heard of. Every exit on the freeway is a different city. It's very strange in Jersey. Every exit. Like, I lived in Lakewood, Hillside, Bellevue, Bloomfield, Toms River, Lakewood, all over the place.
Oh, okay. So you were in South Jersey.
I guess. But all
okay.
I knew, that was when I was a little kid. But I loved Jersey. And especially, I loved West New York, New Jersey, which is now...
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King Highway, and you could look over at New York, and then I used to sit for hours and just look and wonder what the people were doing in New York. I loved it that much. I even carried the smell of New York in my purse with me at one time. But anyway, how can I help you?
Interesting.
you piqued my interest. It's like, how do you carry the scent of New York in your purse?
Very simply. You open up your purse and you let air go in, and then you close your purse and you don't open it.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh.
That's how you get the scent of New York. Every city, believe it or not, every city has its own scent. If you go to Honolulu, Hawaii, it's flowers. If you go to different places, yeah, it's flowers. I mean, you get off the plane and you can feel the moisture and you can smell the flowers and the lace. But I mean, every city has their own scent.
Yeah.
At least that's what I found out. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm nuts, but I know that's
true. No, I
don't
know. I just don't think people think about it, but I think it is true. I think it is.
That's true.
I never thought about it, but I'm thinking of all these different places, and it's true. They do have different scents.
Yeah.
You know, you get to different cities, and New York has a very specific scent, and, you know, whatever. How can I help you?
All right. Well, I have a question about my finances. So I've recently gotten into investing, and things have been good overall, but the stock market has been volatile lately, and I'm just wondering if things are going to be bouncing back. Oh, my God. But you know what?
Oh,
I'm
God,
so lucky.
Really,
I actually bought GameStop stock in December, and it increased by 2,000%. So
that's
helped. Yeah, it was like crazy. But then, you know, like that offsets some of my losses from my options trading because the market just tanked. But anyway,
yeah,
I mean,
it hasn't tanked because I bought Roku at $40 a share. It went up to $4.56, but then it went down $3.89. And the market, it's adjusting to the new people that are coming in, and I don't think anyone can predict what's going to happen with this market because it's. You have a lot of kids. Look at it this way. You got people sitting home. They have nothing to do. So they turn on, you know, the TV, and you go, maybe I'll learn about the stock market. And then they start investing. But the game stock was a totally different avenue. I mean, it brought down the billionaires who have been doing this for years. They've been ripping off they've been ripping off the middle class people for years and years and years. And now that the young people get in and do it, they're pissed off. Well, hello, that's not going to happen. So you're in an adjustment period, and I would just what I'm doing on my stocks is just holding.
But I mean,
I wished I owned GameStop. I mean, you know, I wished I owned that stock, but. You see, I truly believed in Roku and still do because of the fact that if you have a Roku, you know how great it is. And it's getting better and better and better, and it's going international. And it'll go do nothing but go up over the years. Huh? Pardon me?
We have a TV channel on it.
Yes, we have a TV channel on Roku. Yeah, Johnny, give it out.
Life After Happiness is the name of it, and you know, we pretty much cover the gamut of programming, and I plan on making more channels down the road. So it's an interesting thing, you know, to be able to say. I'd never forget the first time I told it. I mentioned it, and then Dale heard about it. Dale didn't know for weeks, but he did think the psychic predicted that Barbara was going to be on television, which is interesting. So we go to do the shout-out, and then so we have a TV show, and then Dale just jumped into us, what ruined Roku? What? No one tells me anything. Remember that?
We wanted it to be a surprise.
Well, the thing is with Roku, everybody goes, well, after that COVID is over, it's going to sink. That's not true. Roku is a house.
I don't know about that. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Off,
it's a house.
Because
Roku,
I'm telling you that.
Johnny,
the COVID maybe have slowed it down, but I'm telling you that, that I know people that have put channels on there, and they was before COVID, it was exploding. So, no, I think the opposite is true. I think when COVID is gone,
well,
it's going to explode.
Johnny, you're not listening. That's exactly
Sorry.
What I was going to say. I mean, is
Sorry.
That it is right. going to do nothing but go up over the years. I mean,
yeah.
because it has its own separate channel. But if you want one to look forward, as far as the stock is concerned, that Discovery, I just really got turned on by that Discovery Plus. They charge you. It's part of, it's one of the sectors on Roku. It's Discovery Channel, but it's Discovery Plus, and it was like $36 a share, and I just said, this is going to be like Roku, and it's going up, and it's they have all the shows that were on HGTV are moving over to Discovery Channel Plus. Anyway, let's go back to the lady. We're back into the stock market.
Yeah, sorry.
But you're still making out like a bandit with Roku if you bought it at
$4
well,
yeah,
a share.
Yeah, but I was making out last week like a bigger bandit. So the market took a little nosedive here.
Yeah,
but it'll
it,
go back.
It
it'll go back up. It'll go back up. And so I'm not going to be that concerned. Plus, I bought other stocks that I liked.
Yeah.
And people are not realizing something. That this vaccine is temporary. I mean, it may take a year or so to get it out of here, or two at the most. But I'm a big cruise fan. I mean, to cruise, get on a cruise ship and go somewhere. And
yeah.
the stocks were so low, I just bought all of them. I mean, you know, all the cruise stocks and the airline stocks. Because you know
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
It'll go back up because, you know, once people start traveling, that's it. It goes back up.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah. They love their cruises.
Yeah, so you got to look at things that are what they are now but will go up in the future. So what else did you get
that's
besides
smart.
GameStop that you feel is good?
Oh, geez. I bought and sold an option called Riot, and it basically tracks cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. And it had a pullback, and then it went up again. So I held it for, like, a few days, and, you know, I made about, 40%. It was up, like, a good, like, 80% or so. But then, you know, the market just didn't react well today. And so I sold it.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and plus, you know, I took a clap.
Well. Mm-hmm. Didn't react well yesterday either. But
yeah,
they're freaked out by GameStop is what's happening, and they don't know. They said it's a new world at the stock market. They're not used to all these people, new people coming in and buying up things, and they don't know how to play it. No one does. So just I don't know what to tell you except I'm just going to stay with what I like, and I don't do options because I don't understand them. I just buy stock that I like.
Yeah. Well, they're more straightforward.
Could,
options are riskier, but, you know, I signed up for services with expert recommendations, so I get alerts on what trades to execute, and they work out for the most part. But,
that's
you know.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm fortunate in that regard. But the thing is that, you know, I was hoping that I would be able to live off of this money, and if there's increased volatility over time, you know, that in addition, and this is part two of my question, because it all has to do with my finances. Like one of the earlier callers, I am
wait,
looking...
Wait.
Hmm?
I only want to answer part one for now. This will not continue for you to, I mean, you'll only make so much money and it might be enough for you to live on, okay? But it's not going to continue forever. It's just, it's gambling, and that's, call it what it is. It is gambling. I mean, you can go to the crap table, you can go to blackjack, you can do whatever. It's the same thing. If you put $80,000 on the pass line and make $80,000, it's the same thing. It is gambling. So it'll go up and down, And you have to have the sense when to pull out and when to go in. And that's the best I can say about it.
All right.
Okay.
It's an option. Options are not investing. They are just gambling. So is the whole stock market, and Bush called it that way as well many years ago. But it is, you know, but I look at it as what I look at it and I go, huh, went up for today, it'll go down tomorrow, goes up and down, up and down, up and down. There's gonna be some modifications of the market. There's gonna be some new rules. There's gonna be new things happening. So be prepared, and that's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. All right, well,
okay.
Okay.
Yes, I guess it is gambling. No, I don't usually look at it like that, but it really, I guess it is.
No,
I do a lot of stuff. You know about a lot of things, I must say.
Well, I study things. I learn certain things I'm interested in, certain things I'm not. But I also pick up off of somebody's brain what they're thinking. So I can't explain it, but, you know, I know not everything. Like in your field, I know nothing. But, I mean, it depends on, you know, what the field is that I'm interested in.
Yes, but you can learn anything so quickly. I mean, anybody who could be a, what were you, a blackjack dealer? You were a dealer. I mean, you're into numbers, I can tell. I mean, you're doing stock market. You're doing gambling. I mean,
well,
that kind of thing.
It.
It's like your brain, smart brain.
No, yes. I am so bad at math, it's pathetic. You don't need math so much to do the stock market. You just need feelings and gut feelings and to read the news and not just listen to what
we call the talking head. I've heard, and this is what I've heard, is usually my experience has been that psychics are not so good at the mathematical aspect of things because it's just, that's sort of a right, I don't know the words right brain and left brain, I don't know what the word was, but they're not as good as the analytical. They're more with the feelings. And I guess with the stocks, it is more with the feelings. So you have to sort of know what's going on. And there's a lot of that stuff is stuff that you have no way of knowing anyway. It's sort of like what's going on is the person who's – people are all buying, needing cereal. Or people are all buying, needing, you know, no, they're going to love Roku.
Okay.
I can see them liking it, you know, if that makes sense.
Okay, but you're going off on a different topic. What I'm trying to say is I don't gamble when it comes to the stock market. I put a little money, I'm talking a little money in here and there. And it's only by gut feelings and me reading and getting knowledge about the company, not the fact that I'm getting tips or anything like that. It's a known factor that the stock market is one big gambling hall. Legal, okay? And anybody can play it at any time. You lose some money, you gain some money. Don't lose any more than you can afford to lose. And that's the way I look at it. And as far as learning about it. Yeah, being a blackjack dealer, all you have to do is learn to count to 21. But beside that, there's a lot more to the game than that. I mean, it's a lot involved.
Now,
it's a lot.
Would you like
a
to
lot.
Go to another caller?
So, yeah. Got a quick brain. Hey, how many callers do we have? We have so many callers.
Yeah, we do.
Advertising detail.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 callers.
Okay, that's in like 5 minutes a person, and then we're done. Perfect, right, Dale?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put
I didn't really want to know how many people we had. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you don't like knowing?
Okay.
Oh,
right.
You don't like to know.
Okay.
Right, this person
go for
is 623. You're on the air.
Hi.
You're on.
Hi. How are you? I just have a quick question.
Great.
I'm super excited about something coming in my life.
You can't ask anything without your name and where you're from.
My name is Hope, and I'm from Arizona. I was speaking before I was actually on. Yeah, I said this is Hope. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. So I was trying to keep it in the 5-minute range so everybody gets a chance to call in. But I just have this
very
joyous feeling. Something really good is about to happen. So I don't know if it's work that things are going to really be good or my love life. But I'm grateful I can't shake this feeling, but I kind of want to go in the direction so I don't miss an opportunity of what I'm supposed to.
Hey, that, you know, when I get those feelings, I just keep my mind open to anything and everything. That's all I do is, like, be aware. Just be aware. Because, you know, a lot of times you'll get bad feelings, something bad's going to happen, and da-da-da.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It does. So this is, you know, like, hey, something good's going to happen. And so you don't will it. You'll know it when it happens because you're aware of it.
Well, I have a good feeling about both, but in relationships, I tend to say no, but I don't know if I should or shouldn't. In relationships, I typically...
I'm not understanding you. You're talking too fast.
Okay, so in relationships, I have a feeling... to typically say no instead of taking that chance.
Okay.
So, because I don't want it to get involved with work. But I feel like maybe it's both. So that's why I'm asking you, is it work, is it relationship that you foresee coming up in the 2021?
Okay. So that would be two different things. So there's somebody, in other words, from what I'm understanding, there's someone you like at work. Is that correct?
No, I work for myself. No, they're just two different energies.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so in 2021, is there going to be a relationship in my life? And is my work going to go in the direction that I'm aiming it towards?
I see. Okay. Yes, there will be a relationship in your life. What type of work do you do?
I'm a spiritual advisor, psychic medium.
Okay.
I just realized it was you, Hope, a few seconds ago, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, so you're wondering.
I didn't
get your
name. Yeah,
wait,
that's
you're wondering.
You know what, Dale, you've never asked anybody to say their name, and you did, and it was so weird. You're like, we can't start until you say your name, and I still didn't even catch. And then after she was talking, because this is our good friend Hope. Sorry to interrupt, Dale, but.
Okay, but
said,
all
I know her.
Too.
That's all I wanted to say. Hi, Hope.
One you know out of 10 people. Okay. Anyway, Hope, you have a book to be written for you. You know that that's going to be a self-help book.
I'm writing a book.
Can I talk?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And you have television, you have people interviewing you about the self-help book and how you're doing what you're doing. It's all good. I don't see anything bad happening for you. And as far as the love life is concerned, you're very picky. So you will get the right one, but I will leave it at that, okay? Because I want to get to the other callers. All right, you have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Bye, Barbara.
Hope. Bye, John.
Thank you, Hope.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, good to hear from Hope. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was really weird how I didn't even know it was her for so long, though, because I know her really well. I usually am good with voices, aren't I, Dale? I'm usually really good.
Yeah.
I think I'm all clogged up from all that crying.
Okay. No more crying, because you know what? When you cry, what happens when someone passes? And when you're feeling terrible, which you will feel, which is grieving, you hold that person earthbound. So you don't want to do that. You want to let go of it and have them go to the light, have them go wherever he's supposed to go, and then he'll come around to you. So let it be.
Okay. I wanted to call you about it personally, though, but I always think that I'm going to wake somebody up because I'm a night person. What time, like, do you take phone calls? And say this is important too with your line for, this is your direct line for booking psychic appointments. And
yeah.
So do you just leave it on and you turn off the volume when you sleep?
No, I turn off the phone when I sleep.
Whole phone?
No, I have a voicemail. They can leave a message or they can text me. So,
okay, because I want to. I wanted to. I personally
wanted to talk to you. Well, call me. You're not going to be charged. I'm up to about.
I only make calls at nighttime. I don't do it in the day. I don't.
Okay.
Johnny
well, I'm up to. I'm up to about 10:30, 11.
Okay, but it's
I
not
used
gonna
to be
tonight,
up real
late.
I used to be up real late, but not anymore.
Really? Why? Because Richard, are you like you should be on an early schedule?
No, because I'm old. But as you
get tired,
you get tired. You as you get older. I do a lot during the day. I went swimming today. I do a lot.
You work. Yeah, I love that you swim. That is the best exercise. And people who love swimming, I'm not one of them. But you do, and that's so fortunate that you like doing it and love doing it because it's so good for you.
I love doing swimming, and I took a spill the other day through about 3 or 4 days ago and hurt my arm, so it's been rough. Anyway, so I trip over things that aren't there. But anyway, who's the next person?
Wow, you're active.
Area code
well, that's good that you're with Richard. And is Richard listening?
What?
Okay.
He's listening,
I don't know.
I just wanted to tell Richard, go with Gail. Get your exercise too, Richard.
Wait, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Richard! Get on the phone!
What's our caller's name? I'll just like introduce her to everybody.
I hear you. I guess I've been
muted.
I mean, they're pissed. Richard loves to watch his TV. Okay, then you
tell him. Yeah, well, I'm
wanted
sort of
to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Good, because it's so important to exercise, and I've been really bad at it because I'm redoing my place, so there's stuff everywhere. I have nowhere to exercise, and I can't go out. I personally don't want to go to a gym during the coronavirus, but I was telling you, Richard, just go with, go with Gail every time she goes swimming and does any kind of walking and exercise because it's so important for you, okay?
Oh, yes. Well, we go swimming all the time. Well, usually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the past couple of weeks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go everywhere together.
Yeah, we have this fantastic swimming pool complex. Notice my words here, complex, and Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a swimming thing, and it's about half a dozen different styles of swimming pools. Everything from kiddies to, disabled to almost Olympic style. Oh, swimming your brains out kind of thing. It's really, really super. I don't know if there's anything like it in other places, but here. And it's very reasonable, and especially very reasonable if you are over the age of 39. And
because you're a senior. That's why I wanted to bring Richard on, everybody who's listening and waiting. I know you're waiting, and I'm sorry. We'll get to you in a second. I just want to point out that Richard's 92 years old. He'll be 93 in August, and look how active he is. You can do that. I mean, don't let yourself go, just because you hit 25 or 30. Keep going, exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Right now people are not feeling good during Corona. They can't exercise like me. I'm going crazy. I loved going to the gym. I was like a gym rat, they call it. And now
what I did was buy a little gym and put one in my house. But I mean, and I stare at it a lot. But swimming is what I love, so go swimming. But
that sounds
Richard
fantastic.
And I, we go everywhere together, so it's just, I drag him everywhere.
And your husband is jealous?
I mean, I drag him.
I mean,
no,
I'm wondering.
No, we all get along great. We're like Mormons.
I'm
okay?
just kidding. I know. I'm totally kidding. I know you do. So that's great. Okay, my daughter's a swimmer, so that's cool to know. I got to look for one of those kinds of complexes for swimming for her. Okay, so Johnny, yes, we're probably. What was that, Dale?
They're called swim centers.
Okay.
Swim centers.
All right.
Okay, we have another call.
We're
ready now, Johnny.
Yes. Is area code 310.
Hi, caller. It's your turn.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Vince. This is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
But 310, area code is L.A.
Well, I was in L.A., and unfortunately, we moved to New York, and I'm stuck here right now. So.
Oh, okay. I don't call New York being stuck, but I mean,
if I
had a
choice,
now,
it's not the same now.
No,
it's yeah, I know.
But Dale, it's not very much the same because it's of the corona. It's not as fun.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Nowhere is the same. My favorite place in the world is Paris, and that's not the same. I mean, nothing's the same right now. So,
no.
Just we got to not get depressed about it and hang in there and do. And remake ourselves and do what we need to do.
Yeah.
How can I help you, darling?
Okay.
Well, I'm calling because I wanted to see if you can tell me what's going on with my job right now.
What type of work do you do?
Okay, well, I do production manufacturing, and I was working for a huge company. And I was on a last chance agreement letter. Because an incident happened, which was really not my fault, but they brought me back after firing me 5 months ago. Now I'm on suspension pending investigation, and it could go either way. And they're accusing me of something that I didn't do that was not my fault. And the union is in there fighting for me right now. They're trying to see what's going on, so I won't hear anything till next week if they're going to reinstate me and find no evidence or if they're going to fire me. So what do you see of that?
Okay. This is something, I'll be honest with you, that I do in a private reading because it's very involved, okay? At this point, I see you being okay, but there's more to this. There's things you'd have to do in order to be okay. And if you want an area, my area code and where I am in Tahoe area, it's 808-372-1816. If you're real serious, you'd call me for a reading. I don't charge much, but I would go in depth about this.
Okay. Let me just write that down. So,
sure.
Okay, so you said it is. Okay, so it's
808-372-1816.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so
I will definitely
I don't charge a whole lot of money, so. Anyway, I would give me a call if you want to go in depth about it, and in the next couple hours, and we would figure it out, okay? And the proper way and the proper things to say, so that you can have your head above water.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Nice offer.
Okay.
It's a great offer
though.
Right. To take Dale up on that. Please, because
thank you,
it is serious. When you are blamed for something that you didn't do, wow, what a horrible feeling. And then nobody believes you, and you could even lose your job over it. I mean, you can feel the downtrodden. Oh, I didn't know you were still there. I'm sorry. I was just commenting on your whole situation, and I can feel your downtrodden feelings inside. Down. So please call Dale after the show. And I mean, she doesn't always just offer that to every single person specifically like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, was that
great.
All you needed to? Was that all you needed to know right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, why do you have something for me?
No, as I said, I'll do it in a reading, and a reading does
okay.
not cost much. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank
great.
You.
Thanks.
Okay. Our next one is 856.
Okay, where is that?
You're up. Yeah, where's that?
New Jersey.
Where is that? Oh, New Jersey. Hello.
New Jersey. Hi.
Hey. What's happening? I'm from Jersey. What part of Jersey?
About 10 minutes away from Center City, Philadelphia. Marlton.
Oh, okay.
Enfield area.
Is it Rose Maria?
I have
Rose Maria.
I live there. Anyway, what is your name, please?
Rose Maria.
What
I
do you need
it.
To know, Rose Maria?
What am I, a meat?
Whatever you guys can get that's coming up for the positive, either relationship, financial, work, whatever. I've been working a lot and getting tired of it, so I want something to happen, if that makes sense.
You're getting tired of working? Is that what you said?
Working for it, yeah. Nothing's happening about it.
Well, you have to make something happen about it. In other words, if you want to change jobs, change jobs. There's plenty out there. As far as a relationship, I see one happening, but I see the work happening before the relationship.
Cool. Hopefully soon. Because nothing's moving right now because of the COVID.
Well,
too,
right now
so.
You're so down. You're so down. No one's going to want to be around you. So you've got to lift your spirits. And just be more positive and say, I'm going to find what I want to find and manifest it, and it'll happen. Hello?
Cool. Yeah, that's why I'm getting tired of it, and that's why my stuff is going down pretty much is because I'm not happy about it. It's taking too long, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Makes a lot of sense. And as I said, I have a phone number. If you need to call me, you may. So you have a good one, okay?
All right, cool. Thank
you. We're kind of out of time. We're out of time at this point.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go, there's something I wanted to tell you, Dale. I know you're out of time, but I wanted to tell you one last thing. There is a lady who has waited to call, who already screened the call. Her area code 706, and she has one specific question to ask you, but she also says that she would like to schedule a meeting with you. Can I put her on real quick? This is 706. She literally told me, this is area code 706. She literally told me that she was going to call you tonight and schedule the meeting. This is area code 706.
We believe you.
Hi, Dale.
Yes,
hi. I'm not going to hold you long. And let me tell you, I called in 15 minutes before the show started, and I forgot to press 1. So I don't know if that's a sign that maybe I was supposed to just talk to you off the radio.
I don't have a clue on that one.
Good attitude.
No, it's just if
serious.
If the computers don't tell you what to do, we do nothing. So don't worry about it. How can I help you?
My question, and I'm still going to call because I do want to schedule a reading with you today, after this. My question right now, really quick, is I'm in the market for a mortgage. I've applied at 2 different mortgage places. Will either one of those come through, or am I meant to just be still for a while?
Okay. When you say mortgage, I know quite a bit about it. You mean mortgage companies where you would put through homes? Okay.
Yes.
I get you have to apply at least between 3 and 6 places if possible, and one will come about. 2 is not good enough, but 1 will come about. Right now with what's happening with the mortgages, houses are selling left and right at 1%, 2%, 3%, and they need mortgage people, definitely. So I certainly would do something about that.
Okay, so applying to different places, that's a lot of places to run my credit, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying on the credit, but it won't take that much of a hit if you get a job. Is there any
it's not a job. I'm not looking for a job. I'm trying to buy a home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Let me go back over that. I thought you wanted to be a mortgage broker. I'm very confused. Okay, so you want to buy a home. So what's the problem with buying a home?
Well, I've applied at two different places, and I'm trying to see if I'm going to finally get an approval from either one.
Is your credit are your credit scores high or medium or what?
I'm right at 700.
Okay. There shouldn't be any problem if you bid up the price of the house on what you want.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you can't go. This is not a market. It's a buyer's market. You can't underbid anybody because behind you in 2 seconds there'll be someone else that'll swipe it right out from under you.
So
bid the limit or a little over at this point.
Okay. Or just stay still and wait. Okay.
Well, we'll talk when you call me. Anyway, my number is 808-372-1816.
Okay.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
What a wonderful
I wanted to put the last person through because she wanted the meeting, so I thought it was like nice to... Yeah.
Perfect. Well, she had such a good attitude, too, for... Because they call on 15 minutes before, and they're on for an hour sometimes waiting for their turn.
I know.
We understand that, and... We are sorry, but we have to get to new people sometimes, and tonight was our night with the new people. That was awesome.
Yes, it was. And thank y'all very much. And you can do the shout out, Barb.
Okay. Thank you, Dale. You can find this show and all of Dale's other shows, Dale Shear, on Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube on our channel. And please subscribe and support us. Also, visit us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And everybody, please put it in your phone book. Now I lost my paper. My brain's not working. What's our phone number, Johnny? One more time, really fast, so people can put this under Life, Laughter, Happiness in their contact book.
Well, our phone number is 516-531-9874.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. And everybody have a bye, Richard. Aloha. Aloha, Dale.
Bye,
Johnny.
Dale.
Thanks, everybody, for calling. Bye-bye.